Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Paul Mann, alongside Jeremy Yester. And for the next hour, we will be talking sports and having fun doing it. I want all your ideas, all your opinions, and all your beliefs. Of course, you will get a heavy dose of our opinion. If you have an opinion, the number's to call 646-727-3070. That's 646-727-3070. You can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/pgant. That's blogtalkradio.com/pgant. You can send email messages to the show at goforward.gant@gmail.com. That's goforward.gant@gmail.com. Expected to be joined by former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, now Las Vegas Locomotives wide receiver from the UFL, Sammy Parker. And we're going to bring Sammy on to preview the NFL playoffs, talk a little NFL playoffs with Sammy Parker. And as we all know, the playoffs are upon us. So that's going to be very exciting to talk about it and very exciting to watch this weekend. Jeremy?
Holly?
What?
It's doing, man. It's doing. You know, it's a beautiful day out there.
That it is. That it is. And, you know, it's going to be a great weekend. A great weekend of football, you know what I mean? The season's over, and now it's money time. It's time to do what these guys love to do. It's tournament time, and, you know, it's one and done, and it's going to be some great football this weekend. And like I said before, when you look at these NFL playoffs, other than, let's start in the NFC, other than the Seattle Seahawks, every team in the playoffs has an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. And that's the Philadelphia Eagles, that's the Chicago Bears, that's the Green Bay Packers, that's the Atlanta Falcons, and that's the New Orleans Saints. And the same thing in the AFC. Other than, say, maybe the Chiefs, they are 10-6, but they're not Super Bowl contender to me. You have the Patriots, the Jets, the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Indianapolis Colts. And you say the Indianapolis Colts are a little questionable, but as long as there's a Peyton Manning, there is an opportunity. And quarterbacks, just like defense, win championships. So as long as there's a Peyton Manning in the house, there is an opportunity. But again, you have a situation in the AFC and in the NFC where five out of the six teams in the playoffs, AFC can make an argument that all six have a legitimate shot at the Super Bowl. You can't say that every year, and that's what's going to make these NFL playoffs very, very exciting.
Well, I think, Paul, the playoffs are always exciting. I think this year what separates it is, other than the Patriots and the Jets, which, I mean, the Jets certainly are the favorite, I've established that, and I'm on record, you know, there. But other than really,
sure,
realistically, I'm telling you, Paul, they are going. It will not be the Patriots. I can tell you that in the AFC that represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. That being said, I will say certainly in the NFC, I think the NFC was much more wide open, and I think there are more teams than meets the eye. Pittsburgh gets the bye week. They're going to be healthy, and I think they have a lot more to prove than people believe. And I think the NFC is stacked with a lot of serious talent. This year, more than any, it's wide open.
Especially when you have an
offense in the Patriots that I still say is smoke and mirrors. And a defense that's very young.
It is a defense that is vulnerable. It's a defense that is not dominant. And that's what makes this whole thing, these playoffs, very exciting. There's not that dominant team. There's not that team that you can point to. And it's been like that the past few years, but it's not that team that you can point to and say that they are definitive favorites to make it to the Super Bowl. I guess last year in the AFC, you kind of figured that the Indianapolis Colts would probably get to the Super Bowl. You probably figured that, definitely. But this year, in the NFC, you didn't necessarily think that. I mean, New Orleans ultimately came out and got to the Super Bowl. But you thought the Minnesota Vikings had a shot at it. You thought the Cowboys had a shot at it. So this year, though, it's truly wide open. It's a wide open affair. It really is a wide open affair, and that's the excitement of it all, the wide openness of it all. And that's going to make these playoffs very exciting. And I think, looking at the games this weekend, two games stick out to me, two games that I definitely am excited about. I'm so excited I can't talk. Two games I'm excited about, and that's the Jets and the Colts and the Packers and the Eagles. And I want to start with the Jets and the Colts. And Rex Ryan is saying this one is personal. You know, he wants this game. And last year, the Colts were the team that upended the Jets and ended their Cinderella run in the playoffs and in the AFC Championship game. And the Colts were the team that represented the AFC in the Super Bowl last year. This time it's a little different. Teams are a little bit more evenly matched from a year ago. And Rex Ryan is saying it's personal, and he really wants this game. And he hasn't had much success against Peyton Manning throughout his career as a defensive coordinator with the Ravens and also as the coach of the New York Jets. But with that being said, I think Rexy and those boys might get him this week. I think the Jets are a team with the defense. And I just think right now the Colts are a depleted team right now. They are a depleted team right now. And even with Peyton Manning and the great Peyton Manning, even with the great Peyton Manning, this is a depleted team and a depleted roster in a lot of ways. And I think right now the Jets are the better football team. The great equalizer, though, I think is at the quarterback. The quarterback position may even thing up a little more than it actually should. But I think it will because, I've said throughout this whole year, even in the summertime, I don't believe in Mark Sanchez as a championship quarterback at this stage of his career. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the guy right now. I just don't. But I think defensively, the Jets are good enough. And I think also with the Indianapolis Colts, not being the Colts of a year ago, not having the Dallas Clarks of the world and the Joseph Addais of the world, not having those guys in the mix evens this game up. But also with the Colts having home field advantage, you give them a little advantage there. But I think all in all, I think the Jets are going to really want this one. I think the Jets really want revenge. And I think the Jets are the better football team, and I think the Jets will get the job done.
I think anybody that doesn't see the Jets right now, I mean, and they're clicking on all cylinders, Paul. When you look at a Tom Brady who you've been comparing and you've been saying is a great quarterback, when you look at a Mark Sanchez, I do sometimes wonder, Paul, you know, when are you going to get the recognition that these players, this is when they're made. This is when, for Mark Sanchez, he can project to be the next great quarterback.
The next great quarterback?
Paul, he can. I mean, you look at their offense.
Quarterback.
Why not a guy like Mark Sanchez? Pedigree fits him the way the pedigree fit Tom Brady. Almost identically, Paul. Comes from a very good school. The knock on Brady is the same knock on Sanchez, which is deep ball and the ability to be an NFL caliber quarterback. Right? I mean, wasn't when Tom Brady comes into the league, takes over for Drew Bledsoe, wasn't that his shortcoming was what? That he couldn't throw the deep ball and that he may not have projected to be NFL caliber quarterback.
Well, questionable arm strength, yes. Definitely.
And they said that they questioned his ability to be an every down quarterback and to, you know, to make it through the day-to-day grind of a NFL caliber starting quarterback long term. They questioned his ability. It was very clear, the great college quarterback, but there was a clear concern for, you know, a quarterback to project to be Tom Brady.
Well, I just think, you know, Mark Sanchez is a guy at this stage of his career. I'm not projecting for next year, years past, and years forward. What I'm saying at this stage of the game, we're talking 2011, 2010 playoffs, 2011, right now, at this stage of the game, Mark Sanchez is just not a good enough quarterback for the New York Jets to ultimately get that ultimate prize, and that's the Super Bowl championship. Not this year. Not this year. Well, could it happen before Mark Sanchez? Definitely. It definitely could happen. But I just don't think it'll happen this year. I don't think it will happen this year. I don't see it. I just don't think he's good enough to get it done this year. I think the defense is good. I think the Jets defense is good enough. But I don't think the defense is good enough to overcome Mark Sanchez this year. Now, in terms of what could happen next year and year four, yes, Mark Sanchez definitely could be the guy who ultimately leads the Jets to the Super Bowl. But it ain't happening this year. It ain't happening. Sorry.
Well,
just not happening.
I'm telling you, Paul, I think that you're overlooking the Rex Ryan in terms of his ability to get this team to where they need to be. In comparison, the difference between their team this year and last year really is the fact that last year they really didn't have an offense. They didn't. This year they do. I mean, they have players. They can score points. And the defense is arguably on par with where it was last year. It's a stingy defense. Maybe not that special defense that was last year where you were lucky to get 10 points out of that, you know, on the scoreboard if you're the opponent. This year, this is an offense that can put 30 points on the board. And it's a defense, again, that you're going to be hard-pressed to get more than 17, 20 points against them.
I mean, it's a good defense, definitely. I'm not questioning the defense. The defense is good in New York. Again, I just don't think the defense is good enough to overcome Mr. Sanchez's faults as a quarterback at this stage of the game this year. I don't see it. I don't think the defense is good enough to overcome what Mark Sanchez is at this stage of the game. I just don't think so at this stage of the game. We're talking at this stage of the game.
When you say this stage of the game, I'm still going to tell you that. Well, that's simple to say. That's like, to me, all you're doing, and that's what you're good at, which is taking the obvious and running with it. Because, well, sure, he's a second-year quarterback, and he's not really proven himself. But that's why I say I think you have to take the risk and look at the fact that, well, you know what? There has to be another Tom Brady. There was Tom Brady. I mean, there was Joe Montana. There was Steve Young. There was Brett Favre. There is Peyton Manning. And there is Tom Brady. So you look in around the league and you see, for example, Phillip Rivers. Again, he's been there. He's not been able to get it done. I think a guy like Sanchez coming from the collegiate level he came from, getting to where he got to in the collegiate level, and the fact that in his first 2 years he really has not – he didn't have the sophomore slump. I think he had a better year this year than he did last year. I think he is progressing better than people are giving him credit for. People are expecting too much out of a second-year quarterback. He's not going
What are we expect? I mean, yes, I understand what you're saying, but what are we to expect at this stage of the game? I mean, what have you done for me lately type of league. And, granted, it's the future's now in New York. This team is built to win today in every position except where? The quarterback position. Well, you're not built to – at this stage of the game, they're not. They're not.
Well, that's – but, Paul, that's –
I don't mean, is it ever going to change?
It could. There's no guarantee that he'll be – you're throwing the names of Tom Brady out there it's just a little scary when the guy is throwing out – Tom Brady and all these other things, and comparing them to Mark Sanchez to those guys.
It's scary. But again, let's keep it in context. What I said, and it was very clear, which is what, Paul, that you have to look at the quarterbacks around the league and say, if there's going to be coming into this playoffs, if there's going to be a quarterback that's going to be able to pull it together, it's going to be, in my opinion, a young quarterback. Tom Brady's not going to surprise you, is he, Paul?
No, but you were just talking Mark Sanchez and Tom Brady in the same sentence. And, it's just not something that should be put in the same sentence together. And, so maybe
why
we need
not?
To, do we have to go down the line in the pedigree of Tom Brady in comparison to Mark Sanchez?
But let's look at second year Tom Brady's second year. You can't go through pedigree. Let's look at second year Tom Brady's second year.
Well, Tom Brady's first year starting, when he came in for Drew Bledsoe, led the Patriots to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl.
On a team that what, Paul? Had a great offense.
On a team, you thought that the Patriots were a great offense then?
They were better. I shouldn't say great. I shouldn't say great offense.
You're talking about with the likes of Troy Brown and David Patton as the wide receiver?
I shouldn't have maybe used the word great offense except in comparing the offense in terms of when you look at they were much better offense than the Jets offense of last year.
The offense is better, but are they good enough to win a championship offensively? Put it all together with the defense, the great defense that they had, with the offense. Are they good enough to win this whole thing?
Yeah, the Jets offense is, period.
Okay.
You're going to say they're not.
Okay.
You don't think they are, right, Paul?
No, I don't. I don't think so. Not this year. Maybe next year. But not this year. Not this year. Sorry. If you look at the Jets now, if they do beat the Colts, they have to go to Foxborough and play the Patriots again for a third time. So it's not going to be an easy road for the New York Jets. They're going to Foxborough if they win this week. They're going to Foxborough. That's something I would like to see. I would like to see that for a third time. So we can agree. We also have to add that Peyton Manning is 9-9 in the playoffs as a starter. So we put that all together, and I think we can say we're both in agreement that the New York Jets will win this Sunday, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, unequivocally.
Okay, let's go to Philadelphia now. You have the Philadelphia Eagles facing the Green Bay Packers for a second time this year. It's a rematch of week one. Both teams are a little different right now. And if you remember in week one, Michael Vick made some comments that maybe if we would have played four quarters, it could have been a different story. Or maybe it would have been a different story if we played the four quarters. Well, Michael, you have an opportunity right now to play four quarters against the Green Bay Packers. And as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and I am biased as an Eagles fan, you know, and looking at this game, it's not the team that I wanted the Eagles to play. I mean, as an Eagles fan, I wanted them to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but it didn't happen. But as an Eagles fan, I think the Eagles do have. I think the Eagles won't get it done in this game, but it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a very good football game. Week one is a totally different situation. Both teams are totally, totally different right now. And I just think right now with the Eagles, we talked about it last week. I believe last week's, the game 2 weeks ago against the Minnesota Vikings was what they call a blessing in disguise. Eagles were a team that they beat the Giants the week before they played the Vikings. But if you look at that game, there was a team that struggled throughout and wasn't for a miracle finish, they would not have won that game. So, and then they came against Minnesota, and they didn't play well again, and ultimately they took the loss to Minnesota. But if I look at this whole situation with the Eagles, and I look at this upcoming game against the Green Bay Packers, I think this is a team with some things to prove with Michael Vick. I think he has some things to prove, and he hasn't played well lately, but I think he'll play well this week against the Packers. He played well in relief against the Green Bay Packers. And then the Packers, they had some success against the Eagles in that first half. But if you remember that second half, the Eagles defense did a pretty good job of shutting down the Packers in that second half. And hopefully for the Eagles, Stuart Bradley will be back in the mix, hopefully. It's still up in the air at this point, but hopefully Stuart Bradley, he didn't practice today. So hopefully he will be back in the mix for the Eagles. But I think with the home field advantage, and I think also, and this is a game that can go either way, it really can. But I think with Michael Vick, I think the Eagles have a great opportunity. And I think the Eagles ultimately will get it done in this particular football game.
Well, again, Paul, in fact, if anything, I think bodes well for them is the fact that, you know, Andy Reid has a great record in wild card rounds. I know Michael Vick and Andy Reid for their career are actually undefeated.
Actually, they lost last year in the wild card round.
Who did?
The Eagles.
I don't know. Maybe it's Michael Vick off reading. But let's look at. I'm going to tell you.
Michael Vick is undefeated in the wild card round.
Michael Vick going into this, one of the things I'm most impressed with is how he handled himself coming out of that loss that put them in this. He took a lot of the blame, and I think the way. He took the blame was very, it was appropriate. He recognizes that.
Again, they like I said, they haven't played good football. They haven't played good football against the Giants, but they got it done at the end. Miracle finish, once-in-a-lifetime type of deal. And then also, when it came against Minnesota, they didn't play well there, and ultimately it cost them. And it cost them a shot at the bye. But again, they were a banged up team. DeSean Jackson was banged up. Michael Vick was banged up. I mean, you know, they needed to rest. They needed that rest. And they got an opportunity to get that rest. And I think they need to refocus. And I think that loss against the Vikings, I think will refocus this team. And I think this team ultimately will get it done on Sunday. Let's take a caller. Hello, you're on. Go for it.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. Just to set the record straight, Michael Vick is 2-0 in wild card round. Andy Reid is 3-1 in wild card round. However, he is undefeated at home in the wild card round, and this will be a home game for the Eagles. But the comment that I would want to make.
Do you think that bodes well for the Eagles?
Well, if you want to look at history, I think it does.
Okay.
If history repeats itself, we'll be 4-0.
Well, if history does repeat itself, the Eagles will be, and Andy Reid will be undefeated at home in a wild card round.
But the comment I want to make is, even if Stuart Bradley comes back, I don't think the issue is in the linebacking play. I think the issue is in their secondary right now. It just seems like any team is having their way with the Eagles secondary, and I think it's some ridiculous percentage, like 76% of teams are scoring inside the red zone on the Eagles, and that's just not going to cut it in the playoffs.
It's not. It's definitely not. And the trend is, if you get into the red zone against the Eagles, more often than not, you're scoring. You're getting some type of points. And the secondary is definitely a concern going into this game, especially with Aaron Rodgers, Jennings, Donald Driver, those guys. So it definitely is a concern going into this game. And Demetri Patterson definitely has not played well on these past few weeks. So they definitely need a big effort from him and Yoseli Ohanson in order for them to get out of this round. But I think they'll get the effort. I think it's going to be a shootout, but I think the Eagles will ultimately do enough.
I'm concerned, if anything, for the Eagles is, can their defense continue, if anything, they have to start improving.
I just think if you look at every team, and like I said before, and I started the show about talking about how wide open this thing, these playoffs truly are. Every team has an issue. Every team has a flaw going into these playoffs. Every team is flawed. And I think that's the beauty of this thing. Every team is flawed. There is no team that you can just say, you know what, this team is a team that it's not flawed. This is a team that has everything together. No, you can't say that about any team coming into these playoffs. And that's why I say it's so wide open. I'm saying the Eagles are going to win, but I definitely wouldn't be shocked if the Green Bay Packers won this game on Sunday. Definitely wouldn't be shocked. And can we get your prediction on this game?
My prediction is the Eagles will win by at least a field goal.
So we got you down for a field goal. You got a score.
Of course. I'm going to say it's going to be a low-scoring affair. I'm going to go 17-13 Eagles.
There you have it, 17. It would have to be 17-14 if the Eagles are going to win by a field goal.
No, I said at least a field goal, sir.
You got to pay attention, Paul.
One more thing before I go, I just want to give a quick shout out to my older brother. Happy birthday. I hope it was a good one.
It's always a good one here, you know, here on Earth.
True that.
All birthdays are when you're not being celebrated.
Holla at your boy. Thank you.
And I guess we were a little remiss and wishing the co-host of Go For It, Jeremy Yeske, beautiful and lovely happy birthday.
Yeah. Moving on.
And we can move on. But again, it's just the Eagles-Packers game to me. It's going to be the highlight of this weekend. It's going to be a competitive, hard-fought football game. I really do believe that. But I think it's going to be a lot of points on the board. That's why I disagree with the caller. I think there is going to be a lot of points on the board. With these two prolific offenses and the way these two defenses, you know, not the greatest defenses in the world, I just think, with that being said, I just think it's going to be a tough football game. And I just really think it's going to be, well, the Packers are fifth overall in defense. But I just think the Eagles, if you watch that first game, and it's great that both teams are different, but if you watch that first game, Michael Vick really jump-started that Eagle offense, and they were 4th-and-1 from really challenging and really moving the ball down the field. I believe they were in Packers territory when they were stopped on that 4th-and-1, which ended the game. But again, that was a game started by Kevin Cobb, not Michael Vick. So now Michael Vick starts, and now this is going to be an interesting football game. We'll see if the miracle, the amazing Michael Vick and this amazing ride will continue this Sunday in Philadelphia and throughout the playoffs. I mean, it's a great story. Definitely a great story. It's a great comeback story. But will the story continue? Or does the story end this year to be continued next year, and depending on what happens and beyond, maybe not here in Philadelphia, maybe elsewhere. Probably here in Philadelphia, but.
Well, I mean, you know, Paul, you know as well as I do, and let's keep it real. I mean, there's really no way, regardless of what happens in this game, there is no way Michael Vick is leaving Philadelphia. I mean, they're franchising this man. I mean, it's period.
Well, we'll see definitely what happens with the whole collective bargaining thing and see if that changes anything. That should be interesting. I mean, it may not change anything. It may change something, it may not. But we'll definitely see with that whole collective bargaining deal and whether or not that changes some of the rules. But you're right. I mean, I guess the decision in a lot of ways is kind of a no-brainer. You do kind of have to bring Michael Vick back. But I don't – it is a no-brainer, but I don't think it's that cut and dry. I mean, depending on how he does in these playoffs, you have to look at that. And also you have to still figure out or decide – how much you believe in Kevin Cobb, and that's up to Andy Reid and the boys to decide if they truly still believe in Kevin Cobb and think he is the guy for the future of the Philadelphia Eagles. As of right now, the question is probably no with Michael Vick and the way he's played. But again, we'll have to see with these playoffs and whether or not how well Vick plays and whether or not that changes things. But that definitely is a question that will be answered as these playoffs continue and as we head into the offseason. And hopefully an offseason, and I have to be honest, I am an Eagles fan, hopefully an offseason that has the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and ultimately winning the Super Bowl. Hopefully. The number to call, 646-727-3070. That's 646-727. 3070, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/PGAN. That's blogtalkradio.com/PGAN. And you can send email messages to the show at goforward.gant@gmail.com. That's goforward.gant@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at goforward.gant. So make sure you do that. Expected to be joined by former Chiefs and now UFL Las Vegas Locomotives wide receiver Sammy Parker, who's going to give us the lowdown and give us his thoughts on these upcoming playoffs. And he's going to let us know how he feels and what he thinks is going to happen in these playoffs. And it should be interesting to get his thoughts, and it should be a good time, just like always. And we always have a good time here on Go Forward on blogtalkradio.com. Actually, we are now being joined by former Chiefs and now UFL Las Vegas Locomotives wide receiver, Sammy Parker. Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing well. Sammy, you are a UFL champion.
Back-to-back champion.
There you go. There you go. So you know winning, and so this is winning time in the NFL, and it's the playoffs. And Sammy, we talked about it earlier on the show, how wide open these playoffs truly are.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah. You said one more time, I didn't hear you.
Okay, I'll repeat it. We were talking about earlier in the show how wide open these playoffs actually are. In my opinion, in the NFC, 5 out of 6 teams, excluding the Seattle Seahawks, 5 of those teams could actually win the Super Bowl in the NFC. They could actually make it to the Super Bowl in the NFC. In the AFC, it's the same deal. Other than the Chiefs, in my opinion, the other 5 teams in the AFC could actually get to the Super Bowl. Talk about how wide open these playoffs are.
I think the playoffs are really wide open. About the NFC, you got Green Bay, who's a wild card, and I think they're a really good team. You got the Eagles, you got the Falcons, who are both nice as well. Easily the Giants could have been in there and gave people problems. So I think I think Green Bay is going to give a lot of people problems, but I think the Eagles probably will come out of the NFC.
So you like the Eagles coming out of the NFC? Let's start with that Packers-Eagles game. This weekend at Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia, it's going to be, to me, I think it's the best game of the weekend, on paper at least, to me. I think these two teams are evenly matched. And I just think right now, if you look at it, it's kind of a toss-up football game to me. Sammy, how do you see? Obviously, you like the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, but how do you kind of see this Packers-Eagles game playing out?
I think it's going to be a tight one coming down all the way to the wire, but I think the Eagles will be able to pull it off because they got a lot of big play capability with Deshaun Jackson, the guy out of Missouri, I can't think of his name right now,
Mack,
who's having a great year, but a lot of people are underestimating the number that he's put up because of the big plays that Deshaun has put up. And I think a lot of people are realizing that Macklin is doing a lot as well. He might even be leading the team in touchdowns, I think, far receiving-wise. And I think they have a great secondary with Asante Samuels and those guys out there making plays, as well as Vic, who's obviously dangerous. You're saying we're throwing the ball, running the ball, any aspect of the game. So I think the Eagles will give them a chance. I think the Green Bay will give them a challenge, but with Aaron Rodgers, James, Driver, you know, and they're just lethal receiving quarter they have. Once they had Grant go down, they just seem like they've been a one-dimension team, just throwing the ball all over the place.
So Sammy, you spoke about Michael Vick. Did his play this year surprise you?
Did his play surprise me?
The fact that he was, obviously he's Michael Vick, but the fact that he was able to come out of playing in a few games last year and having a turbulent, if you will, level of success, and then taking a starting job from Kevin Cobb, who was anointed, and being an All-Pro and MVP candidate.
I think Vic's he always had the capability to make those plays that he's making. That's surprising me a lot that he's not running as much as he used to. You know, there's a couple times where I was like, why didn't you run that? You know, and, you know, it turned into a bad play or a sack or something like that. But I like the patience that he had, been back in the pocket and, you know, stumbling over to the side, not taking off as much and able to throw the ball down the field.
Now, Sammy, are you a little concerned by the Eagles' play these last couple of weeks? I mean, they beat the Giants, but they beat the Giants in a miracle-type fashion. And then they lost to the Minnesota Vikings. Does those two losses concern? Do those two games concern you at all?
No, I don't think they concern me at all. I mean, it's NFL football. You know, any given day, somebody can come out and win. You know, so you never know who's going to show up. And plus, last week, you know, a lot of guys set out. Deshaun set out. Vic set out. And you know, a lot of the key Asante, I think, also set out. So a lot of the key elements that make the Eagles go didn't actually play. You know, they have guys that's behind them that's capable of getting the job done as well. But those guys are, you know, really spot plugs for their team. So I think those guys need to be in there to really get the job done.
I was referring more so to the game against the Giants and the Vikings, and how in the Giant game it was kind of like a miracle finish on the Eagles' part. And again,
Look at it, though, the Giants are a great team. What, they end up like 10-6 this year, I think?
Yeah, the Giants definitely are a good team.
I mean, they could have easily been in the playoffs as well, you know. But,
right.
I mean, it's kind of weird having a losing team going to the playoffs this year, you know, and representing the NFC West. But,
what do you think about that?
It's kind of a weird situation how that happened, but, you know, that's the way, the NFL, structured their playoff situation for a division winner to go to the playoffs, and obviously they were the division winners.
And ultimately they won their division. And I guess unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, they are in the playoffs at 7-9. Looking at that game, New Orleans and Seattle, I mean, obviously we have to say that the Saints are the favorite in this particular football game. Is there any way possible that the Saints lose in this game?
I mean, it's possible. Like I said, you know, that any given day, you know, any given Sunday, somebody can come out there and play and be one of the better teams in the NFL.
But everybody else says,
you know, I think they can get the job done. I think the Saints will be able to get the job done out there in Seattle.
So looking at that football game, you obviously, I think the Saints will win, but how do you see the Saints winning this game?
Yeah, I say the Saints winning the game, but I don't know how big of a margin they'll win the game. But then again, you got to think about it. You know, Seattle there, you know, the weather there, you know, the rain and things like that. New Orleans plays in a dome. So will they be able to, you know what I'm saying, function in the cold weather, or if it's rainy,
right,
you know what I'm saying, will they be able to function those elements? And, you know, that could be a, you know, send a plus, you know what I'm saying, if it has bad weather for Seattle to get the job done.
Right. And the weather could be the ultimate equalizer in this particular football game if there is bad weather. You're right, and the Saints are coming out of their dome where they don't play as well as they do normally in the dome. So you're right. That definitely.
But Sammy, I'm surprised that, Sammy, you think that this Seattle team is ready to potentially upset Super Bowl champions.
And, I mean, like I said, any given Sunday, like any given day, a team can go out there and win a game, you know.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They might be looking forward to the second round. Who knows? You know what I mean? They might be game planning for the following week. Look over to Seattle, and next thing you know, they slip up in Seattle, you know what I'm saying, nips them with a field goal, or, you know. They might have Charlie Whitehurst in there who moved the offense pretty well last week. So, you know,
right,
things could be changed around. You never know.
Now, Sammy, another marquee matchup in the AFC. The Jets and the Colts, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game where the Colts got the victory, 30-17. If you're looking at this game, and Rex Ryan said this is personal, he wants it. do you see the Jets getting it done? I mean, we believe that the Jets will get it done here, but how do you see this thing playing out?
I'm going to have to go with Peyton Manning on that. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard to get to Peyton, you know, even though the Jets have a lot of schemes and things like that, you know what I'm saying, blitzes and the way they line up and things like that, move around. I think the Colts will be able to get the job done because they keep playing pretty upright. And if he stays upright, he's going to get the receivers.
And I guess we both believe the Jets will win. Well, I believe the Jets will win from this fact. I just think the Colts were a team that, I wouldn't say backed into the playoffs, but they ultimately made the playoffs. They won 10 games, and they got into the playoffs. But I just think at this point of the year, this time, Peyton Manning is a great quarterback, and it's hard to bet against Peyton Manning, and I agree with you on that. It's hard to bet against this man. But I just think with the Jets and the revenge factor, I think the Jets really are going to get this done, and I think mainly on revenge factor, and also because I don't think the Colts are as good as they were last year.
The Colts to be, you know, 15-1, 16-0 every year, you know what I mean? 10-6, great year. You know what I mean? If you look at
right.
it. But it's personal for Rex Ryan, but Rex Ryan isn't playing coaching, like, you know what I mean? So the players are out there doing all the playing. The coaches are only going to make his calls. You know, the players got to execute. And, you know, Peyton's one of the smartest, you know, same players in the game. And I think he would, you know, can distinguish what, you know, saying what they're trying to do to him, where they're coming from, and change the protection like he does every time at the line anyway, and, you know, put the guys in the right position to make plays.
So you like the Colts this week. Okay, interesting. Well, we're talking to Sammy Parker, former Chiefs wide receiver, now UFL star. He's a two-time UFL champion, everybody. So don't forget that about Sammy Parker. Now, Sammy, I want to go to you real quickly before we go back to the playoffs. Are you looking to get another opportunity in the NFL?
Yeah, I would like to get another opportunity in the NFL. You know, I just really want to be in the right situation to get a chance to actually compete for a job. I think a couple of the places that I've been, the last couple of trips I've been, I don't think there were actually legit shots at me making a team, you know, more or less than maybe probably just to come in there and be a guy to be there. You know what I mean, to kind of just help, you know, say with a camp body, camp roster, things like that. You know, I get a legit shot to compete for a job. There's no question at hand that I can get the job done, you know. So I just need a legit shot, and I'll get the job done, period.
And we look at your numbers. I'm looking at the numbers from your days in Chicago with the Chicago Rush. I mean, 78 passes, over 1,000 yards and 15 touchdowns. I mean, it is professional football, and you dominate it. So the numbers kind of speak for themselves, and maybe you do deserve an opportunity, another opportunity at the NFL.
If you look at the opportunities that a lot of guys are given, you know, the more times you get the ball thrown to your way, the more numbers you'll be able to post. If you're not getting, you know, saying actually balls thrown your way, then what can you do about it? You know, you get the ball thrown your way two times a game, Like, you know what I'm saying, one of them might get bat down, so you might catch one. You know what I mean, give or
right.
take. But if you're getting the ball thrown to you, like some of the other guys are getting the ball thrown to them 10, 12 times a game, and, you know, obviously if you go 50-50 with that, you get six catches, you get five catches, that's a great day. You know what I mean? It could turn into, depending on type of, you know what I'm saying, the length of the passes, I mean, you can have five catches for, you know what I'm saying, 100 yards, you can have five catches for 70 yards, you can have five catches for, you know what I'm saying, 30 yards. That's still, a, you know what I'm saying,
right.
that's still, like, kind of productive, you know what I mean? But if you look at it, Chad and T.O., like, they've got over, you know, hundreds, of, you know what I'm saying, 100 balls thrown to them, and they get 60 catches, I mean, that's like 60-40. Like, look at the numbers. Like, anybody can do great, you know, so when you get the ball thrown to you. So that's just all it is, just to get an opportunity, getting the ball thrown to you and put in the right situation to make plays.
Definitely. I mean, like I said before, the numbers show that.
But Sam, you know, it, but you're, I think also, how important is it when you look at it, where you play and the situations you play, the codependencies, especially as certain positions like the wide receiver, to the quarterback, the offensive line, especially look at the, your days in Kansas City, that was an offense that was struggling. It was well known. It was rebuilding. And for a guy who's talented, but the players maybe around him weren't at that level, and you had said that you're looking for the right real opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking for opportunity to compete. Like, I'm not asking for nobody to give me anything. Like, from you're going to start, you come here, none of that. If they say, you know what I'm saying, that they're going to give me, if I go and I know they already have, you know what I'm saying, most teams already have five, six guys that they might bring back from last year. If they give me a chance just to compete with those guys, I know that I can get the job done on myself. Like, I take it, you know what I'm saying, to myself that I can beat one of those guys out or two of those guys out to be able to be in a rotation. Like, there's no – I don't need no guarantee to say, Sam, you're guaranteed going to be here. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm just asking for a guy to say, Sam, we're going to let you compete, you know what I'm saying, for, you know what I'm saying, three or four spot, you know what I'm saying. Then, you know what I'm saying, I can, you know what I'm saying, move my way from there. If I go and I win a number three spot, you know what I'm saying, there's no way they're saying I might not be a number two or a number one. I didn't need a chance to compete for a job. And then if that happens, then I'll get the job done.
Now, have there been any inquiries your way, coming your way from anybody?
You say one more time?
Has there been anybody coming your way or asking, inquiring about your services at all?
No, not right now. I'm just rehabbing right now. I had a partially torn quad, so I'm just kind of rehabbing that, getting that back, you know what I'm saying, for me to be able to go out there and run and showcase what I can
right.
do. And I can't do anything. I can't show them what I can do now. So, I mean, just, you know, just trying to heal up and get ready, you know what I mean, for opportunity.
And we definitely hope that you are ready. We hope you definitely get that opportunity in the NFL again. Now, we want to go to the Ravens and Chiefs now, your former team, the Chiefs, a team that surprised a lot of people this year, won 10 ball games, won the AFC West. How do you see this Chiefs team in this playoff game against the Ravens?
Oh, man. I think the factor is really going to be, are they going to be able to protect Matt? If they ever protect Matt Castle, you know, they might. I think they, you know, saying they have a chance of giving Baltimore a fight, but if they don't, you know, with, like I said, the scheme and things that Baltimore run, they blitz from all type of angles and, you know, they drop some guys that might be looking like they're blitzing and things like that. Like last week, I mean, if you watched, you know, saying Matt was under all type of, you know, saying pressure just throwing the ball and he didn't get a really chance to set his feet and threw two interceptions for a touchdown, things like that. If they ever protect him, you know, he's going to produce more than coming back because he's just kind of throwing the ball off, you know, saying off of a one foot and he's not really getting a step into his throws. So if they're able to protect him, I think they'll give him a little fight. But if not, then I think Baltimore will be able to get the job done.
Now, you played at Arrowhead, so you know the home field advantage that Arrowhead is for the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk about the home field advantage and whether or not it gives the Chiefs a legitimate opportunity to win this football game.
Oh, yeah, Arrowhead is one of the better places that I ever played in, second to, you know, Athens Stadium. But just the field is really close, and, you know, all the fans, I'm pretty sure, really, really riding with the Chiefs. When I was there, it was just like a Chiefs atmosphere, like just throughout the city. And, you know, in Kansas and Missouri, which are both right by each other. And when the Chiefs are winning, the fans are, you know, they're rooting on their team, supporting, and it's like no other, you know, it gets loud and everything. So I think that the home field advantage is a great thing to have, you know, especially on third downs or having the team backed up into their own end zone. And your crowd, you know, just on their feet making a lot of noise and, you know, possibly getting the offense to, you know what I'm saying, move too slow, you know what I'm saying, just like not being able to hit a snap count and, you know what I'm saying, the defense, the ball at a period to, you know, pressure on the quarterback.
So, Sammy, we got your pick in the NFC. You like the Philadelphia Eagles to make it to the Super Bowl. How do you see the AFC?
AFC? Oh, man, I think I'm going to go with New England.
Okay.
Tom Brady is, you know,
another
Tom Brady.
New Englander, Paul.
Yeah, I think Tom's getting the job done. You know, Whitehead, what's his name, Whitehead, or the little guy, Woodhead.
Yeah,
he's doing a great job coming in on third down, and, you know what I'm saying, he's sparking the offense, making plays here and there. They got Tate stretching the field, and, you know, obviously they have the guy that Tom Brady loves in the slot. So, you know, he's always getting the ball. Wes Welker, he's going to get the ball, you know, just numerous times. So he's always going to get the job done. Third down, second down, that's one of his favorite targets. And then both of the tight ends that they drafted are also making, you know what I'm saying, big impact. So, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of guys that who they have to worry about on the field throughout the game.
So you like the Eagles. So you like the Eagles in the NFC, you like the Chiefs in the AFC. Not the Chiefs. The Patriots in the AFC. So that's your Super Bowl. It's going to be the Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's who I think it's going to be.
Well, you're playing in Las Vegas. Are you going to take that particular bet, and are you going to place a little money down on that?
No, I'm not going to do that, man. I'm actually in California right now, relaxing with my family and things like that. So I'm not going to place any bets or anything like that.
Now, Sammy, I saw that you had a website, or it's under construction. I believe it was sammyparker.com.
Yeah.
Is that where we can find information about you?
Yeah, I got to try to get that up and running here. Pictures, tweet. I'm going to be Twittering. If you don't have it, if you don't have it on their phone, they'll be able to. I'm going to try to get some video clips, things like that. All type of footage and pictures, and I'm trying to make it friendly. I'm going to be able to download. There's like for like backdrops for people, computers, things like that. I get everything finalized here for people to, you know, be aboard SammyParker.com.
SammyParker.com, where you can find out the information about Sammy Parker, and it's going to be fan friendly, so make sure you check it out. Now, Sammy, you're an Oregon Duck, and your Ducks are going up against Auburn and Cam, and for Cam Newton. And looking at that game, Sammy, does Oregon have a chance?
Of course they have a chance. I mean, a lot of people are overlooking Oregon. And, you know, that's a great thing. Once you overlook them, you know what I'm saying, then that's an opportunity for us to slip in the back door and make things happen. But we have bright colors, so there would not be any trying to sneak by. It will be very visible for Auburn to see.
And so are you going to go to the game?
Yeah, I'm going to. I got to go down to that. That's, you know, this is actually the first time ever that Oregon was in the national championship. Oregon was ranked number one for the first time ever, you know. So this is like a big year for the football program. You know, it turned around. I mean, it was kind of up and down, you know, at one point. But I think since 2001, Oregon's kind of been on the rise. We've been, you know, some great recruits in. Went out there, won a Fiesta Bowl. We had a great, you know, opportunity last year playing Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. Now we had a national championship. So I think the program is just slowly on the incline.
So let's get this all straight. Now you have the Eagles and Patriots to the Super Bowl. You have a champion there?
Do I have a what?
You have a champion there for the you have a Super Bowl champion?
No, I don't have a champion. I got to see how the playoffs play out, but those are two teams that I think will be there.
And the BCS championship game, You got your Oregon Ducks getting it done over Auburn and Cam Newton, correct?
Most definitely.
Family, we thank you for stopping by, sir. And again, you can find out about Sammy Parker at sammyparker.com. The website is under construction, but he's going to get it started very, very soon. And also on Twitter, correct?
Yep.
At
Sammy
Parker.
S-A-I-E-P-A-R-K-E-R.
There you go. There you have it, Sammy. We definitely thank you for stopping by, sir. And we definitely are rooting for you. We definitely want to see you get back into the NFL. And we believe you belong there. You believe you belong there. So hopefully it will happen for you, sir. Thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate you for having me.
Take care. We definitely want to have you down the line, sir.
All right, waiting.
Take care.
You got another one, Paul. Congratulations.
Sammy Parker.
Another one where the New England AFC seems to be a winning match here.
It's going to be exciting. I mean, it's definitely something. I think New England is going to get out the AFC. And while we have a few minutes here, it is a special day for someone on this particular show. it's a birthday. And for many people, it's a holiday. And it's your birthday today. And how have you celebrated being, 34?
I think the last time I added, it was 34, Paul.
Oh, okay. 21, 34. They say 30 is the new 21, I guess.
I mean, and I also, Sue, remember, Paul, you'll be, 35?
About 21.
21.
Yeah, 21. 21.
You know,
21. So, I mean, did you do anything, while we have some time here?
Did I do anything special on my birthday, Paul? You know, my birthday is every day. My birthday is there. I do something special every day.
So every day is a holiday.
Every day is your birthday. You're reborn every day. So I don't celebrate. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. We stay right there in the middle. And we're humble here. That 226 is a humble house. You know, it's not a big deal.
That's beautiful.
Happy
birthday to you.
We take the opportunity to say happy birthday to other people. You know, life isn't about me. Shouldn't be about me.
Well, happy birthday to you.
But I appreciate that. Maybe you'll sing it for me on the way out.
I think that costs money. I don't think that'll happen. But, definitely happy birthday to you.
I look forward to a celebration that continues on Saturday with you, seeing you,
Well, great, but definitely have a nice show coming up on Saturday. Expect to be joined by Ashley Walker from Basketball Wives, VH1's Basketball Wives. She is the girlfriend of Rafer Austin, so definitely should be interesting to get her take on the show. And also expect to be joined by former Kansas City Chiefs kicker Nick Lowry, who will give his insight on the NFL playoffs. So two good guests coming up this Saturday at 1 o'clock. So make sure you check it out at blogtalkradio.com/pgan. That's blogtalkradio.com/pgan. We want to thank Sammy Parker for stopping by. Sammy, again, you can check him out at sammyparker.com and also at Sammy Parker on Twitter. So definitely follow him on Twitter at Sammy Parker and make sure you hit up his website at sammyparker.com. Because he was a great guest. He's a great guy. And we wish him nothing but the best of luck.
Hey, go Ducks, Paul. By the way, I kind of last second prediction here. I'm going to agree with him. I think the Ducks are going to pull it off.
So you like the Ducks against Cam Newton and the Auburn Tigers?
I think Cam Newton's going to hit the day of reckoning.
We'll see. Want to thank everybody for stopping by. For Jeremy Ensie, this is Paul Gant. Happy birthday. See you later. Bye.